Support by Denali National Park. Enjoy the views along the way and keep your eyes open for moose, bears, caribou, and 130 different bird species in the park's natural wilderness area. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. A new petition to the U.S. Supreme Court seeks a review on the constitutionality of the Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA. Native News Online reports the state of Texas, four tribes, and several parents filed the petition following a decision last April by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upholding the law, which gives priority to Native American families in cases of adoption and foster care of Native American children. But the court was split in its decision supporting the law, according to KNBA. So the ruling only applies to the judicial district covering Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. The petitioners want the law overturned. Congress passed ICWA in 1978 because Native American children were being removed from their homes and placed with non-Native families. In response to the petition to the High Court, the National Congress of American Indians issued a statement for the Protect ICWA campaign, noting that the law, quote, offers critical protections for Indian children and families who are in state court child custody proceedings. Leaders of the Hopi tribe in northeastern Arizona have ordered a reduction in the number of cattle grazing on the reservation. As Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports, it's the first phase in a larger attempt to conserve water resources as the area continues to grapple with severe drought.
The order was issued by Hopi Chairman Timothy Nuvongyalma and Vice Chairman Clark Tenakongva. It mandates cutbacks in cattle by 30 to 100% on some units of the reservation. Tribal range managers say there are about 2,200 head of cattle on Hopi, consuming a total of 66,000 gallons of water a day. They also say continued grazing could result in a long-term loss of rangeland vegetation. Despite short-term relief from heavy monsoon rain this summer, the Hopi Department of Natural Resources says much of the reservation and state are still suffering from extreme drought. According to officials, the cattle reduction is likely the first in a series of steps the tribe could implement if conditions continue to worsen. The Hopi drought plan, approved by the tribal council in 2000, outlined several other methods to mitigate the effects of drought on firefighting, ranching, and the domestic water supply. In the coming months, Hopi officials also plan to address the impacts of the more than 550 feral horses that roam the reservation. The order remains in place until the end of 2031. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
September 8th marks Native Women's Equal Pay Day. Native American women make about 60 cents for every dollar earned by white, non-Hispanic men, according to CNBC. That means it takes them 9 months longer to earn as much as their white male colleagues made in 2020. And Native American women have been hit especially hard by the coronavirus pandemic. In a joint column in Ms. Magazine, U.S. Representatives Charisse Davids and Melanie Stansberry urge Congress to reconsider legislation such as the Paycheck Fairness Act and for everyone to continue calling out unfair compensation for Native women. A new series based on the Navajo Nation police characters created by author Tony Hillerman is beginning production in New Mexico. The Navajo Hopi Observer reports Dark Winds will air on the AMC network. The New Mexico Film Office announced the psychological thriller focuses on Joe Leaphorn and Jim Chi, two Navajo Nation police officers who are trying to solve a double murder in the Four Corners region. Chris Eyre, who is Cheyenne and Arapaho, will direct the pilot episode and serves as executive producer. Eyre has directed numerous films and television episodes, including Smoke Signals and an earlier dramatization of a Chi and Leaphorn story, Thief of Time. Shooting locations for the production will include the Navajo Nation and the pueblos of Cochiti and Tesuque. The stars include Native actors Zahn McLarnon and Kiowa Gordon. While Hillerman faced criticism by some of cultural appropriation for the Chi Leaphorn novels, the Navajo Times noted in his 2008 obituary that he also had many fans on the Navajo Nation. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme. The Indian Arts and Crafts Board promotes Indian artists of federally recognized tribes through its online source directory. Information on this no-charge opportunity available at doi.gov/IACB, who support this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.